Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 477 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers Ninja Storm, episode 19, Scent of a Ranger.
It aired on June 14th, 2003, written by Jackie Marchand, directed by Andrew Merrifield.
Love when I see Jackie's name. Missed Jackie a lot last season. You could really feel the lack of Jackie.
Well,
the Jackie lack.
Jackie is backy.
Heck yeah. And if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back, we talk about it, you can follow along. We've got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Ninja Storm's pretty good, despite what some ends of multi-parters might lead you to believe. The rest of it's been pretty good. Asterisk, the Bopperoo episode was also bad. I'm editing that one now. That one's a little poopy, but other than that,
it's a flaw. It's flawed, is what we're saying.
It's not a perfect season, you know. But to be fair, there it hasn't been one of those.
But
so
look, if every episode is good, are any of them really?
Exactly. Yeah, the answer is yes, still. But
the answer is yes, all of them.
I mean, yeah, all of them would be, I guess, at that point, which would be very nice for us. But, you know, at the same time, sometimes I do like to talk about the bad stuff about Power Rangers because that's fun. Anyway, we're going to go watch Scent of a Ranger.
Ninja Storm Ranger Form. And we're back, and we watched Scent of a Ranger, which is like, it's not so much the scent of a ranger in that, like, it's what a ranger smells like, but it's scent of a ranger in that the ranger is the smell.
It's more eau de ranger, yes, than the scent, than what stink a ranger make. Which we know what Stink Dustin make from the last time there was a flower monster.
It's bad. Dustin smells bad.
Dustin make big stink smell bad. This episode also had a lot of weird, like a lot of plot threads that were very disconnected from each other. That just kind of are around and don't really do a lot. We'll get there. But first, heyjakeandjosh.com. That's the website. You can go there. You can listen to old episodes up through Lightspeed Rescue.
That's right.
Heck yeah. Who's hey, Josh, what happened to the classic feeds, though? Because we haven't actually talked. I just saw your tweet about it. We haven't actually talked about it since then.
Well, I was putting what? InSpace is going in there next?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they are all copied into a new blog called Classic Feed 3, Volume 3. However, they're supposed to be in... Let me try saying that again. They're supposed to be in Volume 2, but I thought Volume 2 was done. So I made a new one and put them in that. So I have to copy and paste them a second time. And so I haven't quite mustered up the gusto to do that.
Right. Right. When you spend a lot of time putting a lot of things in the wrong place, it's like, well, you just live here for a little bit now.
But light speeds up, so I'm not a total peck ahead.
Not entirely. So yeah, stay tuned on Volume 2. I guess that'll get fixed soon.
By the time this goes up, because we're still like 2 weeks ahead.
Yeah, we're 2 or 3 weeks ahead.
I might have done it by then. Who knows?
Yeah, so we were 3 weeks ahead, and then last week I was like, hey, I don't want to record this week, so we didn't. And we also didn't put an episode up last week because I got extremely burnt out editing 4 episodes. In 1 week. Hey, turns out that sucks ass to do now that I'm 30. I'm not a young man anymore. They all did go up in 1 week, very technically, 7 days, Monday to Monday, a calendar week they went up. But then I just kind of didn't do another one last week. So we maintained being 3 weeks ahead, even though we also didn't record. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on...
It sounded like you skipped in real life.
I don't know what happened to my voice. What happened, John? To my throat and my voice. littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. That was weird. I feel weird about that.
Like I thought the video hiccup, but it was just you in real life.
That was my mouth that did that instead. We're on Twitter at Morphin Grid. We're on Pomo Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Pod Knife. We're on Pod Bay. We're on Pod Baby. We're on podgrints.com. Ooh, that's a stretch. Ooh, I think I tore a quad stretching that far.
Pod Factory?
We've done Pod Factory.
That's where you, it's like Mario Maker for podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, anyone can just dump out a podcast and then you hit random on Mario Maker and you have to listen to whatever podcast comes out. And actually, you know what? Fun fact, that's just how podcasts work.
Yeah, that's every podcast.
That's just regular podcasts. Anyway, you can leave us a rating review at any of those places if you want. That would be helpful to us. We'd appreciate it. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show. I specifically very much appreciate, I know we both appreciate that, but specifically I very much appreciate that because this is going to be about half my income by the time you hear this, because I gave my 2 weeks the other day. It was very nice.
And then they called you today to come into work.
No, well, apparently I was scheduled today, and they called. Courtney called me, and first of all, he called me like he was calling me back, like I called in for a job interview. Like, it was weirdly professional, and I was like, I work there already. But he's like, do you know you're supposed to come in today? And I was like, no, I'm not available on Monday, so I don't even look at my schedule until Tuesday. He's like, oh, okay, I'll tell them. And I'm like, yeah, thanks. And I just hung up. Like, first of all, I'm not coming in on Monday for any reason. This is the third time in, I think, 3 months that I've had to do the same thing. And number two, get my 2 weeks the other day. What are they going to do? What's the worst that could happen? Anyway, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. It's a Monday episode, so we don't get to do any extra stuff. You want to just jump in?
Yeah.
All right. We start off with some sparring / training. It's the three Wind Rangers and Cam, and they're kind of, they're like sparring, but then it also seems like they're training Cam to like get him kind of more up to speed on being a Power Ranger, which he doesn't really need. Every time he's morphed, he seems pretty fine, but I understand wanting to like get the basics up.
Yeah, I guess there's a difference between, like, watching and picking up that way and, like, being formally trained, I guess.
Yeah. So he tries to do, like, a run up a wall and backflip, and he just kind of beefs it and lands on his butt in the sand. And they're like, all right, that's enough beefing it. We're going to call it today. He's like, no, I want to keep going. I want to train more. And then they're like, bud, you just train and that you do so much, like we're just going to call it. And before he can argue anymore, Sensei calls them and says, Shane, please tell Cam I broke the computer and
does
I don't
Cam
know what I did.
I guess because he has that weird morph ball, he doesn't have a communicator.
Yeah, because he's got a bumble ball. He's got a magic eight ball instead of a morpher. So there's no speaker on that thing, I guess. So they had to call Shane to tell Cam to call Sensei. He's like, I think I pushed a button I wasn't supposed to, and I don't know, it's broken. I need Cam to come back.
What was he doing?
Yeah, just
look, what was Sensei doing on a computer?
Just looking for some hot guinea pig pics, I guess. What else do you do on a computer in 2003? You slowly look at porn,
I guess,
because everything's dial-up. It's real slow.
In 2003? I think there was DSL by then.
Maybe they have it. I certainly did not.
Yeah, there definitely was DSL when I was still in high school, which would have been 2003. I was a junior.
I was a freshman.
I was, so you can get that.
I was in eighth grade in 2003, and I think that was the end of. So I think I started high school in 2003 then. So I guess, yeah, cool. Yeah, sorry.
Just like really facing my mortality today.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You're like 4 years older. 3 years? 3 years older? How old are you?
34.
You're 34?
Yeah.
When that happened? February?
Found out via Twitter that Roman Reigns is 35. So what the fuck have I done? I don't know.
You know, look, you're not part of a very famous wrestling family. So,
this is true.
You know, he had a leg up. Anyway, so we're old, I guess. Is that where we were? Okay,
yeah.
So we're old because they have DSL, but they hit the button and it's broken now. So Cam runs back.
The ninja runs back.
Yeah, he starts running, and then he runs faster, and then he does the jump, and it just looks kind of goofy.
It always looks goofy when they do the fast run.
Yeah. So then Tori's like, hey, I'm worried about him, and Shane's like, yeah, between Power Rangers and running everything, like, that dude does not have any downtime. Dustin's like, yeah, he's going to burn out real bad. And I was like, hey, that is real, because someone literally, remember what I talked about it a minute ago? I burnt out like crazy last week. So like, hey, Cam, you need to calm down with your activities.
Don't worry, he's got a plan.
Well, it's a bad plan. It's, well, first it's a weird plan, and then it's a bad plan, and it's back to being a weird plan that I'm worried about for going forward. We'll get there. So we cut back to Ninja Ops. Cam has just, he just has two circuit boards, like, oh, some wires got crossed, and so he's trying to fix them. And Sensei's,
what button did he press that crossed wires inside the computer?
He, you know, so when you're hamster, you got little feet, you can press under buttons, I think. And he hit under the button, and that there's a secret button under there that crosses wires. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know. No. I don't know. He should have just said, like, I downloaded a virus. I was on a guinea pig website and downloaded a virus. I'm sorry.
Unless Cam built this computer himself and put these wires in backwards, there's no reason for wires to be crossed. Like, that doesn't just happen. They're not headphones. That doesn't just happen in
they
there.
They don't just tie up when they sit. Well, all the electricity was running through them, so they were moving around so much like they do. And they got all tangled. But Cam's like, okay, I'm just going to fix this real quick. And Sensei's like, hey, have you thought about doing not ninja stuff? Like, you should maybe, like, have some sort of hobby that is just for you that you don't need to, like, worry about. And Cam's like, I don't have time for that. And then he falls asleep sitting up against, a pole.
Sensei shuts the lights off.
He's like, well, you're going to go nap there, I guess. Then, what is it? I think it's the next day. Oh, yeah. So then I don't know if it's the next day or if it's just later that day, but we go to Storm Chargers, and Tori's studying for a big test next week. So I guess they are in school?
That was what I thought, too. All of a sudden, I was like, hey, school stuff.
I guess. I know she's...
Why? It doesn't... She could be doing anything. She could just be leaning on a counter in there. Because all that happens is Blake walks up and is, like, super awkward to her and then leaves.
He's trying his best. Because, like, there was her being like, oh, I have to study for a thing in the flower episode, the thirsty flower, whatever her name was, you know, the one with the regular lady voice.
Yeah.
But, and then we haven't really talked about it, and then now she has, like, a bunch of books out, and she's studying for a test, and it's like, okay, that's weird. It's inconsequential, because, Blake comes up, and he's like, hey, we got in this new sport cologne for girls. Do you want some? And she's like, yeah, let me smell it. And she smells it, and it smells bad. And she goes, that smells great. And he's like, cool, let me spray you with it a dozen times. And she's like, thanks.
Yeah, she's like, I don't really like to wear that much.
She can probably feel it on her tongue. It's so thick in the air. And then he's like, cool, well, I gotta go back to work. Because, like, Kelly calls from off screen. He's like, I'm gonna go back to work. If you want more stink cologne, you can just tell me and I'll get it for you.
I saw perfume, and I know girls like perfume. Girls like smell so nice. I liked it. And then Dustin comes up and is like, you smell like my grandma's feet.
And Tori's like, your grandma died 10 years ago. And Dustin goes, yeah, I know. So either A, she smells like dead grandma feet, or B, his grandma's feet smelled so bad it left a lasting impression. Then we kind of cut to Mara watching this. They have, like, a camera installed in Storm Chargers. Or maybe they just hacked the security camera. I don't know. Anyway.
It's just that old viewing globe technology.
Yeah. And she's like, no one ever buys me perfume. And then Capri just is mean about it. She's like, yeah, because your makeup's bad and you wear latex. And then...
Yeah, she's like, your hair and makeup went out of styles with spandex. And Mara's like, you're literally wearing spandex.
Look at what
spandex.
You're wearing right now on your body.
Capri's like, yeah, well, shut up.
And Lothar comes in. He's like, both of you shut up. He says, shut your evil pie holes, which is weirdly specific. And he's like,
shut your evil pie holes, you space bitches.
And then he's like, Zergane, I'm having an off day. I want someone to cheer me up. And he's like, cool. I got, her name is Fragra. And she, here, hey, Fragra, what do you do? And she has an accent, and I don't recall.
It's literally, you know, Rocky and Bullwinkle.
It's Natasha.
It's Natasha.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm going to go down there and, I guess, juice people up into perfume.
Yeah, she's like, I can turn everyone into smells.
And then she's like, and I'll get you the scent of a ranger, title drop, yeah! And then she goes away. And this is a weird ability that seems very season one of Power Rangers.
It's very season one. And we get a really weird introduction to it.
Yeah. Like, I get what they're going for with the introduction of it to show it, but they only show it the one time before they use it on the Rangers. So it's like she just targeted these two girls.
Yeah. Which would have made sense if they were anybody.
Yeah, it's just like two girls.
Like, there's another subplot in this episode that maybe shouldn't have been there so that these two characters could have been Ranger friends.
Yeah, I think, yeah, maybe there's several subplots that they could have finessed, I think, a little bit. Again, so this is the same problem I had with the last episode, the fly episode, where it's like, it's Samurai's debut, but he's also turning into the fly, but there's also this other stuff. Like, you're trying to do three episodes at once, and you're just blowing this material that you have.
Yeah.
But, like, you could spread out, but you try doing it all at one time, and that's, like, we'll get to it in, like, literally a minute. Because the Ranger, we come back to Ninja.
Why not ever attack Kelly?
Right? Maybe they're afraid of Kelly. Maybe they're like, nah, Kelly probably beat our asses.
Yeah, I'm a little intimidated by Kelly.
Yeah, same. So I don't know. So I don't remember when. Okay, it's in a little bit. Okay, all right. Just had to scan through my notes real quick. So we go back to Ninja Ops. The Rangers come in. They're like, hey, we're going to go to the beach with Hunter and.
Forgot we had to go through all this first.
Yeah, we got some plot. I guess. And yeah, Tori's like, hey, Sensei, where's Cam? We're going to go with Blake and Hunter to the beach and do some training. Thought he wanted to go. And he's like, yeah, he's around here somewhere, I guess. And then out comes Cam. And
I immediately got evil robot us's vibes from Cam.
100%. He's like, what's up, dudes? I'm Cam. What's the haps? Or I don't even remember. It was so bad. I don't even remember what he was saying.
You know what he reminds me of? In Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, when they are dead and they possess their dads.
Yeah.
The way that Ted's dad specifically acts like Ted is how Cam is acting.
Yeah, it's bad. He's trying to be really hip and he's got like a beanie on and he's wearing like camo pants. He looks like someone on an ad on G4 TV. Like, That's the best I can say, which I've been watching a lot of old G4 TV lately. And if I hit the lottery, the fifth thing I'm going to do is buy all the rights to the G4 TV shows and just put them on Twitch 24/7, I guess, because I just want somewhere to watch them in a better quality than in like 240p on YouTube. So he's being really weird, and then he comes up. He's like, yeah, let's go do chill stuff, bros. And he goes over to Tori's like, you're looking particularly babelicious today. And she's like, thanks. What?
What is happening? And for a minute, because I'm like, this is an evil Cam.
Yeah, yeah.
A clone or a robot or something. But then for a minute, I was like, no, maybe he just cracked.
Yeah, I was like, okay, maybe he did. Maybe he just, he snapped under the pressure. He's overcorrected to be this weird thing that he's doing right now. But then they go to leave, and we get a shot of Cam tied up in a closet.
Yeah.
So there's that. So,
which leads it to, or leads me to believe anyway at this point, that like this is part of the monster's plan.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
And I don't want to spoil it, but it isn't.
No.
And so I just... I don't know. I don't think we need this. I think what we needed was the two girls that could turn into perfume to have some kind of a significance to at least one of the Power Rangers.
Yeah, just something tying them to the world, like the Power Rangers at all.
Yeah, because they're like, they have lines.
Yeah, they kind of have personalities. Like, they're in it for like a minute, but they like, you get that they are characters. They just don't get anything else to do.
It's just, I don't know. Either flesh them out and make them like actually part of the story, or just have her attack the plaza and turn a bunch of people into perfume instead of specifically these two.
See, that's what I thought was going to happen. I thought because in a minute they're going to attack the two girls. I thought it was going to be like, we're going to get one more scene of her being like, now everybody in the bottles. That never comes. That does not happen.
Although she does have a bunch of bottles later.
Yeah, I guess we're just supposed to be like, I guess she got some more people, which is like, which is fine. Like, you know, I don't need this to be Birdemic where you show me them buying the sandwich, like, you know, and then opening the sandwich right. and eating the sandwich just so I know they ate a sandwich.
Right.
But like, I do wish we would have spent some time maybe on one of the plots happening in this episode. So we cut to the skate park. Cam is doing some skate. He's doing a good skateboard. He's doing tricks.
He's doing a great skateboard.
He's doing stunts.
He's king of the vert.
He is. He's the new he's new Tony Hawk.
Yeah. I mean, I've been watching some like skate videos. Do you know who I slept on back then who I really shouldn't have?
Who?
Rodney Mullen.
Yeah. Rodney Mullen rules.
He's the coolest dude.
That guy kicks ass. Not only is he like a very chill dude, but he is like a literal wizard with the skateboard on the ground.
I watched like a physics video about skateboarding that was like that he did to like explain some stuff.
Did he explain the magic flip?
Not the magic flip. He helped explain the impossible, which I guess he made up.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He made up a lot of moves.
Because he was like, because they were talking about like the physics behind it and the way that like your foot has to follow it because the axis that the board spins on, like it can't do it by itself.
Yeah.
So that's why your foot does it, whatever. He was like, yeah. So. The impossible, which, like, I made up. No, don't worry about it. casually, he's like, I created that.
Yeah. The impossible is the one where you flip it around your foot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, I made it up because I hurt myself, and I was just sitting on my couch flipping my board around, and I figured out how to, like, move my foot with it.
I oopsed into the impossible.
Yeah.
Whoops. Hi, I'm Rodney Mullen, accidental impossible man.
So, yeah, my remaster main is Rodney Mullen.
Oh, I'm extremely excited to play Rodney Mullen. Yeah, he also does the magic flip, which is a – I forget if it's a kick flip into a heel flip or a heel flip into a kick flip. But you flip the board around and then immediately flip it, like, you know, 360 all the way around and then immediately flip it 360 back.
Yeah.
Before you, and that's just from a regular ollie. Like you kick off the ground and do that, yeah. And then you do that in 1 second, and it's bananas. Rodney Mullen's great.
Skateboarding is crazy. It's just like the perfect physics example. Like in any given situation, it's nuts.
I saw a video on Instagram today of like a 3-year-old girl skateboarding, and she doesn't do any tricks because she's three, so her legs are like all the way on both sides of the board. But that girl can drop in better than I ever could. So,
which is at all in my case,
I could drop it if it was a very shallow drop and it wasn't far. I could drop in. A lot of it's just in the confidence. Like, you just have to be willing to lean forward and hope the board pulls you back when it needs to and you don't hit your face on the ground. Boy, it's hard to get past that mental hurdle. But yeah, she's three and just like, just tooling around a skate park. Good for her. I think her
name's
Autumn.
Can't wait to play as her in a Tony Hawk game someday.
Oh, gosh. I hope this remaster kickstarts a new wave of good Tony Hawk games. And we can all just forget about 5, which was not anyone's fault except for the publishers going, I think you're done. Put it out now. And then going, we didn't turn any physics on yet. And they're like, don't matter.
Half of the floors are semi-solid at best.
Yeah, so you'll just jump and fall into them and die. And they're like, well, you know what? I think people will be fine with that. Send it out.
That's a feature. You could play as Spider-Man. Send it out.
So anyway, Cam's doing a skateboard and he does his skateboard good, and then Shane's like, that's wrong. no, you can't just be that good.
Yeah, because Dustin is like, he's better than you, and Shane is like, shut up
man. And then he's I forget what Cam says, but then Shane's like, where'd you learn to skate like that? And Blake's like, where'd you learn to talk like that? So I'm glad Blake is like, he sounds real stupid. You shouldn't sound this dumb. So then he's like, hey, I want to hit the wave. So he goes surfing. He does a good surf, and he comes back, and they're like, hey, he's better than you, Tori. And she's like, how about you both shut up before I punch you in the mouths?
She's like, don't even go there.
It's just very funny how Shane's like, I'm a little mad about this. And then Tori's like, if you say one thing, I will kill the two of you.
They'll never find your bodies. I know the ocean.
I know the ocean. I control the ocean. And then he's like, you know what I want to do? I want to do some laps. I want to hit up some laps, which is a weird way to say that. And then Dustin's like, you don't just jump onto motocross. As if that's any harder than surfing or skateboarding the way he was.
I'm pretty sure I would have, not like doing actual motocross, but I would have an easier time riding a dirt bike than I would riding a surfboard.
Easily, for sure. I know how dirt, I used to skate, so I bet if I just jumped on a skateboard now, I would at least be comfortable on it, right? I'm not going to pull out any tricks, but I couldn't before either, really. So like I had a pretty good nollie, and that's it. So, but like, I could get on that. I don't think I could get on a surf. I don't know how you get up onto a surfboard. You just jump on it and hope and just, let the ocean do its work.
Just pop up.
And let the ocean, this mysterious murder thing, just
the
like.
The less you do, the more you do.
I would not be good at that. But dirt bike, I could get on a dirt bike. I know how bike work. Dirt bike just does bike for you.
Yeah.
You just like sit up a little bit when you go off a jump so you don't hit your crotch on the seat on the way down.
Don't sit up too much, though, or you'll face plant into the handlebars.
Right. But the way Dustin's talking about, and Blake and Hunter, they all chime in like, no, motocross is an extremely difficult thing. You don't just do it. And he's like, I don't know. Let me just give it a shot. And so we cut to a big race. Oh, no, sorry. This is now when the girls we cut away. He's like, I want to go do motocross. Then we cut away to the girls. So there's two girls. One's in a wheelchair. They have stuff, like they just went shopping. And the other one's like pushing her along, and they're just talking. And then Fragra pops up and is like, you are perfume now. And I just want to know more about these two girls.
Yeah.
I wish we would have gotten anything more about them, but we got to spend time with weirdo evil robot Cam.
That I hate.
Oh, that sucks. He extremely sucks. But like that's the point. Everyone is like, you extremely suck. We don't like you.
Because they did sort of hint earlier when they were doing the training, when he tried to go up the wall, Tori mentioned something about him being like kind of a show-off now.
Yeah.
But it was so fast and so like in the background that she said that. And I think that was supposed to set up like this Cam being good at everything.
Yeah, maybe.
But it's so easy to overlook, and this still feels completely out of nowhere.
Yeah. We cut back to them at the track. Everyone's racing. Well, there's like Cam and Blake and – or not Cam. Blake and Hunter and Dustin are racing. And they're on their color-coded bikes and their color-coded gear. And then a green one pops over the hill and is just tooling past them. And Tori's like, that one's Cam. And Shane's like, are you sure? And she's like, yeah, that one's Cam. Yeah, the green one, the bright green one.
That one's all green. I don't know if he got a green bike, but Hunter has to ride a blue one.
Because the red – is in the shop to be fixed. They'll fix it up there and bring it back here.
Also, I've noticed Hunter does wear a lot more dark red.
Yeah.
But Blake will wear any shade of blue.
Yeah, any blue is good for Blake. So he tools past them, and he like beats them by like a good 30 feet, like just straight up flies past them. And then right after he did good surfing, and they were like, it's not just like, it's not you can't just get on a motocross, and Blake specifically is like, yeah, it's not like getting on a skateboard or a surfboard. Oh, sorry, you two. And he looked at Cam and Tori, and then we cut to this, and so now Cam just whizzed past them, and Shane and Tori run up to Cam, and they start laughing at the others like, hey, you did really good, you totally smoked him in there.
When Cam passes them, he looks at, I think it's Dustin that's on his right that he passes, and he looks at him like Luigi in Mario Kart.
Like, oh.
Just like, I'm going to win.
I'm going to win.
When he jumps through the finish line, he puts like a fist up. I'm surprised he didn't do like a full like Superman air.
Yeah, he didn't do a backflip.
Through the finish line, or a backflip. But they probably couldn't afford to get like an actual stunt rider.
Yeah, I mean, look, they probably could.
Or they didn't want to deal with them, because I'm sure there's some kind of a Moto X union for stunt riders.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like they could, because they're on an actual motocross track, so I feel like they could just be like, go there on one of the days they're not filming and be like, who can do a backflip?
Right.
Are you cool wearing green? Let's make this happen.
And they were all like, no. And they're like, well, all right, we'll just put a hand up then.
If you're not going to wear green, we'll just do a cool, we'll do the Judd Nelson, I did it, Breakfast Club fist. So then they kind of laugh at the boys for doing worse than Cam at biking in revenge for them laughing at him being good at skateboard and surfboard. So then Sensei calls and is like, hey, there's trouble at the plaza. There's a monster. Y'all got to go. And they're like, okay. And then Cam's like, I don't think so. I want to hit up another. I think I can do another lap, bros. And they're like, Cam, come on. Like, we got to.
We're
like,
Power Rangers.
We got to go.
Yeah. And Cam's like, I'm sick of saving the world.
Dustin's like, this is like our thing. It's like the thing we do. We just.
You've done it twice.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean you're sick of it?
Come on, rookie.
Yeah, let's go. And he's like, oh, fine, I'll go. And then we cut back to real Cam tied up. Just like he's tied and gagged in a closet somewhere. And he's like, rah, rah, he's trying to break free. And then we cut back to them getting to the plaza. And as soon as they get there, Cam's like, look, the new model's out. He sees this car and he's like, I'm going to go look at that PT Cruiser or whatever.
I don't know what kind of a plaza they're in that the new model of PT Cruiser convertible is out on the lawn with a big ribbon wrapped around it.
You know, like, you know how at malls they're like, you could win this car.
Yeah, but they don't have big ribbons. I mean, they might have a bow stuck to them, but not like a ribbon literally wrapped around the front end of the car.
Yeah, like it's keeping the hood down.
Yeah. What a strange thing. And it's not anything. It's just a reason for Cam to not be in the fight.
So he goes off to do that. The Rangers are like, all right, well, that sucks of you. And they all morph. And then they start fighting. Frager calls down a bunch of Zackies. And they start fighting. She says something, too. She's like,
she calls them Smell Zacks.
Smell Zacks.
And then she says, I'm sorry, Kel Zacks.
Got him.
Because this is just the pun season, man.
Who did you get then, actually? Who did she get? Did she get the Zackies or did she get the Power Rangers?
She got her stuff in.
She got to get your stuff in, brother.
That's what she got.
They all start fighting. At some point, Tori and Dustin are going to get Cam because he's just like, he's like miming driving a car.
He's like a four-year-old.
Like a six-year-old? Yeah. And they're like, we're going to go hit him in the head, I think, just to see. And then they get stopped by Fragra, who turns them into perfumes.
Mm-hmm.
They are numbers 47 and 48, respectively, if anyone was wondering.
I did not notice the numbers.
They had a little number. So obviously
they came
one is,
with a certificate of authenticity.
Yeah. So one of them is yellow. One of them is blue. The right color, yellow and blue. But it does look like melted down Gak. It definitely looks like they had Gak of these colors and just heated it up until it got runny. And that's what this potion is. It's runny Gak.
I mean, I guess perfumes are potions.
They're a smell potion. They make you smell better with their magics.
Or smell like feet.
Or sometimes you smell like grandma feet.
There is a magic to how to use perfume, and I don't feel like a lot of people understand that it's sparingly. Sparingly's the trick.
Yeah, you don't want to swim in it like maybe my sister did when she was in high school and smell just a lot. It wasn't a bad smell, but it was too much of a smell. And now there's a certain like type of perfume. I don't know like what specifically it is, but there's like a certain smell of perfume that like a lot of different perfumes smell like that I get like flashbacks to being six. And my sister, I guess, just like pouring a bunch in the bathtub and rolling around in it before going to school. So
dump a couple bottles in the water heater before you take a shower.
Yeah. No, thank you. Then the Zackies leave, the fragrant Zackies leave, and the Rangers, the remaining Rangers, Hunter, Blake, and Shane, demorph, and they run up to Cam, and he's like, whatever, I don't want to. He's like eating a sandwich on the lawn. Like, he's just laying in front of the car eating, like, a BLT.
They're like, what are you doing? And he was, like, vibing.
Oh, just vibing, man. Can I just vibe? And they're like, no! Tori and Dustin got kidnapped. He's like, I don't care. I'm vibing. Whatever that is. And I don't know if this is when, at some point, they're like, okay, this is, we're looking at an evil one. And maybe that's in a minute. Maybe that's after they go to the factory. That they do the, where Shane's like, this seems like we've already done the evil clone plot.
That was, it's at the factory. Okay. Yeah.
They're like, all right, we're just going to go. We're going to go find them. We're going to hunt them down. We're going to sniff them down, I think Shane says. So they leave. We cut back to real Cam. He breaks out. He comes out of the, like, storage closet he was in. And since he's like, hey, I thought you were with the Rangers. Like, I'll explain later. And he's like, okay, well, I tracked Flagra is the first major boss in Metroid Prime. Totally different thing.
Yeah, not quite the same.
No, it's a big flower. You gotta knock all the sun panels down. And if you plan on playing Metroid Prime again soon, just remember that if you're going for an all scans run, you gotta scan the weird tentacle that blocks out the little morph ball slots because you'll never see it again. So, pro tip from my family to yours this holiday season.
Yeah, and so Sensei's like, there's a monster at an old abandoned factory. That's all the information he gives. Cam's like, got it. Takes off.
Well, he doesn't know how to use the computer very well to get the finer deets. So he knows there's a monster at a factory. And I guess he's just hoping it's the same one. But like, it could be a new one. You never know. He goes off. So the other three Rangers get to the factory. And Hunter and Blake are like, how do you know this is the right place? And Shane's like, follow your nose. So I guess he just smelled it his way here, which is very good. I would never have found them. I have a bad sniffer. I'm not good at smelling things, so I would not have ever gotten here.
I feel like tracking things by scent is a trait that dogs have, and I don't.
Well, yeah, they're better at it for sure.
Like, some I can of them smell anyway. Something, but I can't tell you where.
Mine's really weird is that, like, if I actively try to smell something, I basically can't smell it. If I just let the smell come into my nose, then I can smell it, but that's not really good for tracking.
No,
you gotta
get out of your head and just feel the smell.
Exactly. You gotta let your nose guide you like your toucan, Sam. Gotta find those Fruit Loops, those Fruity O's at Hanford's. If you get too far off course, you'll find them, and they taste pretty much the same, but they're in a big bag.
There's also the Malto Meal Tutti Frutti's.
Ah, Malto Meal
come in a big bag.
Malto Meal sounds like the oldest person's favorite cereal. Like, whoever the oldest person is, they love a good Malto Meal. Where were we? They go in after like 1 second of being in there. Like, whoa, it's like a weird perfume factory in here. Weird. And then Cam shows up, like real Cam, and they're like, he's like, hey, I'm here to help. And they're like, yeah, you've helped enough. We're okay with that. And they turn around, and then there's other Cam. And he's like, whoa, bros, why'd you ditch me? And they're like, what the hell?
Yeah, this is when Shane is like, we've already done this plot line.
They're like, we did the clone thing before. And Hunter and Blake look at him like, you did? What? Because they weren't there for that yet. And he's like, never mind. And then Cam's like, all right, well, so that one's not me. I like that they're not like, which one's the real Cam? Because clearly one is fake. And Shane just grabs him by the arm and like wrenches him over and flips him onto the ground. He's about to just stomp his head in. He's like, wait, hold on. It's not. It's so I made him. He's a virtual replicant that I made to help out. And then he just got a little overzealous. And then he's like, yeah, sorry for tying you up in the closet, bro. I guess I got a little excited. And Cam's like, I'm going to turn him off now. And he pulls out a Prime Star remote control and beep, boop, beeps.
Big remote.
And then he just he just does like a robot pose and then fades away. Because I guess he was made out of hard light, like when they fought themselves for a second.
Right.
So then Fragra shows up and she's like, you're in my olfactory factory. I'm going to kill you now. And they all morph.
There is a big sign. Did we mention this?
I didn't see a sign, so I did not mention
There's
it.
A big sign out front of the factory that says the olfactory.
It's the olfactory. Jeez, but Scoob.
It's spelled A-U space L-E.
The Ole factory.
Which is Spanish for the factory.
Well, it's the old factory.
Yeah.
That is okay. If I'm translating that from the French, that is the of the factory.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're at the of the factory, and she's like, "You're here now. I'm gonna destroy you." So they'll morph. They start fighting. Shane's like, "You guys distract her. I'm gonna go try to find Tori and Dustin." And so he runs into this room. It's behind like a Zelda door. It's like a big circular Zelda door that he rolls out of the way. And inside is just a bunch of screaming perfumes. They scream with human voices. And that's scary in itself. But he's he's looking through them and he sees the two perfumes that the two girls are made out of earlier. And there's a bunch of other perfumes that all have different voices that are screaming. But he can clearly hear Tori and Dustin be like, "Help us. Yeah, we're stuck with perfume."
Every time he picks up another one, he's like, they're like, "That's not us, you idiot.
That ain't us.
We're color-coded."
Come on, man. So then Fragra just shoots like a laser blast into that room and blows it up. And presumably kills some people that were made perfumes.
Yeah, I'm assuming any bottle that broke is a dead person.
Yeah. But at the same time, the way they release them is they just open up the bottles and they come out. But maybe you got to open them, right? Not break it. So that means if you took a Tori, let's say you took the Tori perfume, which I imagine smells like ocean, and
yeah, it's like a sea breeze.
It's like a sea breeze. And you spray it. You do a little spritz. Then when you let Tori out, she would be like 2 inches shorter. Because you sprayed some of her. Worst case scenario, missing a kidney. Right?
Right.
Oh, man, now I smell like Tori kidney. So he comes, so they're like, "Oh, you killed Shane." They're like, "Oh, man, you can't believe you just killed Shane." She's like, "Oops, I killed Shane." And then Shane comes out, and he's like, "I found the bottle." He's got like a big case of just a bunch of perfumes that are jingling around. And he lets them out, and the perfumes go up, and they go into the sky. And then we go back to the girl. So the wheelchair's there, and like the, I think it's like flowers or something is on the ground, and she just like lands right back in it, and her friend lands next to it, and they're like, "Whoa, that was weird." And then we never see him again.
Yeah,
it's weird that they did that.
It's weirdly specific.
Yeah,
so just like, to be like, look what the monster can do.
Now, I think maybe what they're going for is that like, we have someone in a wheelchair so that when they leave, the wheelchair's left there. So we have like a visual representation of like when they come back, we can do that. Or maybe if like the Power Rangers come across and they're like, "Oh, something happened." Cause you know, people who need wheelchairs don't typically leave them places, you know?
Right.
But we never get anything else about it. Cause we're too worried about weird Cam telling Tori she's Babelicious and eating a BLT in front of a Jag coupe. Like, so we never come back to this other plot. You know what else we never come back to? Since we're almost at the end of the episode, you know what else we never come back to? The fact that Tori stink. Why did we have that? Why did we have a whole scene about how Blake is like, "I must break you with stink"?
I think it was just, you know, the next chapter of the relationship between Blake
and
Tori.
Aren't they like dating though?
I'm pretty sure they're already dating. So this weird courtship is not needed.
maybe when they like pulled back and they were like, "I don't know, we should be Power Rangers," and they like, then they came back, they were like, "All right, we're going to do a reset, we're taking it slower."
But
was like,
there an episode after they came back where they explicitly said, "We're gonna have a date"?
Well, I mean, there's the pork chopped episode where they go to the movies, but that was more about like time management than them dating. And also Hunter was there, so that's like kind of a bummer for but like, yeah, I feel like they definitely were like, "We both like each other. Let's do something about this." But I guess not, because he's still like, "Hi, girls like smell nice.
I will impress you with perfume."
"You're going to smell like sport girl now? I'm just going to spray you 40 times. Hope it's okay. I got to go back to work."
Just has this like inherently sweaty smell to it. Why would anybody make that?
Well, it doesn't smell like a sport. It's sports cologne for girls.
Yeah, but it smells like feet. It has a foot smell to by Dustin.
Maybe sometimes you mean to make one smell and you do make a different smell. Look, I don't know. I'm not a smell doctor. I don't know how you make perfumes. I haven't seen that horror movie about the guy who kills people, takes their blood, makes it perfumes.
Is that a movie?
I don't remember what it's called. It's like the perfect scent or something like that. It's about a serial killer who make people perfumes. He doesn't make them for people. He makes them of people.
Right.
Anyway, so at some point, they go back to fighting, and then Cam is like, hey, it's my turn, and he activates Super Samurai mode, takes off his jacket, and it's just Cam fight for the rest of the episode. The
other Power Rangers just fucking go to lunch, I guess.
They just clock out. It's so weird, because like, he wasn't the one that got captured.
No.
Like, Tori and Dustin were. And I think she just kind of makes fun of him casually. He's like, that's it!
Vest is off, hat is backwards. I'm about to kick your ass.
So he goes like a ham. He does all these cool moves. He runs up a wall and he backflips and he runs up a pipe and then stabs a sword into it to gain some heat friction to stab on the way down. And like, why does he need more training? He seems pretty good at it.
I think he's doing just fine.
But then it's like 4 minutes. And then I look down at my phone because like, I'm kind of bored. Just like, I don't, you know, because like, it's the Sixth Ranger is like the cool guy now. So he does all the fights for a little bit. And I'm over that as a rule. The only time it was fine was when Eric did it because that guy kicked ass. and Eric is the only one who they didn't do that with. Like, there was like episodes about Eric, but there wasn't any point in time where everyone just stopped and watched Eric. I don't think. There was time where everyone was like hurt. And Eric wasn't, so Eric kept fighting.
Yeah, and if it did ever happen, it wasn't because they were like, wow, look how cool and good Eric is. We must all suck a lot. It was Eric came in and took over because he's competing with us.
Yeah, it was very well done. Every single other time, like, oh, cool, Zane's here. Glad we got Zane to do all the fight now. Oh, great, love it. We get to watch Ryan fight in American footage for 20 minutes. Cool, cool. He's fighting Snizzard from season one. Can't wait till he gets a cool back tattoo. That's going to be great. Oh, Merrick's here. Cool. He does that one pool trick again. Love it. I don't need that anymore. like Tommy was pretty cool. We don't need to keep doing Tommy every year, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I really like that Cam was around the whole time and then became a Power Ranger.
Yeah.
Like 11 seasons in, they finally figured out, hey, there's usually six of these. Right. So let's introduce him right away. But what I don't like is how he takes over. And he's the only one that's good at fighting now.
Yeah. And then I look down and I look back up. And because he kills her. And I look down and look back up. And she's giant. Because you know how Power Rangers are. And so she's giant. And then I'm like, okay, now they're going to do a Zord fight. Except, no, Cam's going to do a Zord fight. And Cam's just already in his Zord fighting. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Why?
The other Rangers get their Zords and also fight. But like
eventually,
I mean,
they're like,
I cannot tell you anything that happens.
I wrote down the two finishing maneuvers. Okay, so this is kind of stupid. So they see Cam fighting, and I guess after like a minute, they go, hey, we should probably also go up there, right, and fight. So they all call their Zords. They have the two Megazords. There's the Ninja Storm Megazord and the Thunder Megazord. And they're like, let's help. And Cam's like, great idea, guys.
The Ninja Storm Megazord is in lightning mode.
It just starts in lightning mode. Cam's like, in his thing, he's like, great idea, guys. I've always got your back. And I'm like, okay, this seems like this is evil Cam again, but sure. So then they do the ramp. They do the big ramp where they jump up in the air and they get the big circle and they roll down a roller coaster and slam into you. And then they do that. And then Cam goes like, it's time for the bee. And then he pops out a spear that's the bee yo-yo. And he just bobs the bee yo-yo against Fragra, and then she dies. And then then Lightning Megazord and Cam's Samurai Star Megazord do a cool pose. Thanks for coming, Thunder Rangers. Glad you got in your Zords.
What a waste of energy and
just
resources.
Just stand over. Do you know how much carbon emissions you just made to stand off to the side? Better plant some trees tomorrow, boys. That's all I'm saying. So then that's over. We cut down to Ninja Ops. The Rangers come in and weird Cam spin drives like, what's up? I'm in the chair now. And they're like, God, son of a bitch. And I think, and I don't know for sure, but I think Shane or Dustin kind of squares up a little bit to be like, all right.
Probably Shane. Shane was ready to kill him the first time. He's
Oh, man, it was so good watching Shane.
He's gonna be double ready to kill him this time.
And then Kemp goes, he's like, don't kill him. Don't kill him. I fixed him. He's going to stay here now, and he's going to be the guy in the chair. He's going to do the ninja op stuff, so I have, like, some time. And they're like, oh, good idea. And I'm like, is it? Is it really?
At some point, I don't know if it was now or if it was earlier, they asked Cam, they were like, hey, why did you make him the best at sports?
That's now, because he's like, why did you make him so good at sport? Tori says that, and he's like, because I never got the chance to learn any sports, because I was always, you know, doing computer stuff or whatever.
I have a question.
Okay.
If you don't know how to do sports, how do you know how to program someone to do sports good?
You know, there's like, you can just download, like, you, so basically...
So it's if
you fire up Tony Hawk Underground.
So you just write a bit of code that's like, if skateboarding,
then good. Yeah. I think he pulled out his copy of Tony Hawk Underground and he put it in. He's got a little disc drive because he got it on the GameCube. And he put it in and he was making Cam 2. And he went to the Tony Hawk folder and just dragged over Tony Hawk and dropped it into Cam. And so then he could do skateboard. And then he did a surfing game.
There is, and I think this is the name, Kelly Slater's Pro Surfer.
Kelly Slater. Man, that guy really misses calling me a skater, huh? Kelly Slater Pro Skater. Way cooler than Kelly Slurfer Pro Surfer.
It's like if your name was Fred Loya and you made insurance instead of a lawyer.
You're so close, Fred!
That's a very regional specific joke.
That is, everyone in Austin, Texas will get that. So he's like, yeah, I never had time to learn any of that stuff. Which I like the way he says it. Like, he's like, I never had time to do anything, so I didn't. And like, well, now you do. Dustin's like, yeah, you do now. He's like, yeah, I guess I do. So then we cut to everybody standing. I'm being a little coy about this. Everyone's standing around. And Cam pulls up on a motocross, and he's like, hey, this is really fun. I totally get why y'all do this. And they're like, yeah, you're getting pretty good. And he's like, cool, I'm going to do another lap. The camera pulls out, and everyone's actually sitting down on hay bales. And he's on a tiny bike. And then he goes, and butts away. And they're like, hell yeah, Cam. And Tori's like, everyone's got to start somewhere. And that's the end of the episode.
I feel like it would be harder to ride and balance on a tiny bike.
I mean, I think that it goes slower.
Because his knees are all, they're total Waluigi.
He's extremely Waluigi. But it goes slower, and you're closer to the ground, so if you fall, you don't fall as far. I think. I would like to get
really
one.
Really at all. You're basically a foot, if that, off the
ground. Yeah, no, it's sort of like when a baby like falls on its butt and you're like, oh no, you fell, but also like it was 4 inches from the ground, so like you're probably fine. You're a baby.
It made no noise at all.
sounds like Marco Stunt taking a bump. What was that? Okay, well, episode's over. I started. Mm-hmm. So what's the best?
What is the best? Man, I don't know what the best is. The best? Why are the best the hard part this season?
You know, I don't know.
The best is Tori saying, don't you dare say he's better at surfing than me or I'll murder the two of you where you stand.
I'm going to say the best is Shane immediately grabbing, as soon as Evil Cam, there is reason to believe one is evil, him grabbing him by the arm and flipping him over and about to kill him just right there.
There's a clone and it's obvious who's not the real one. I better kill this immediately.
Take care of business.
Yeah, I'm going to switch mine to that. That's a good one.
The worst is...
hey, don't jump on my worst.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, I forgot. We took a week off. I'm out of practice.
I'm actually split on this one. So I am maybe going to need your help.
Okay. Don't jump on my ass. Now you need my help. Look who goes crawling back.
It's either the Green Ranger being the only important one at the end or Evil Cam in general.
See, I was also going to say I'm split between those two things. Because on the one hand, Clone Cam, because he's not really evil. He did tie up Real Clam, but that's just because I guess he got... I called him Clam. I didn't mean... So the real one is Cam, and clone Cam is going to be Clam now.
Oh, I hope this is an instance of we're setting this thing up, and then it's never coming back
again. Oh, I'm extremely worried we're going to get Clam for the rest of the season.
No. I don't want that. It'll be an easy worst in every single episode, but I just don't want that.
We're not going to pull any Viper punches on this one where we say we can't just say Viper every time.
Hey, you know what really worked before? Alpha 6.
Hey, I will take 5 Alpha 6s over 1 Clam, thank you.
Clam is just like the surfer bro Venice Beach version of Alpha 6.
It's just what an adult thinks a stoned teenager is like, right?
Some like old white dude was told the concept of the X Games and made Clam.
And then here's Clam. Yeah. So I want to give it to, I think I'm going to give it to Green Ranger Does Everything.
Yeah.
Because I literally checked out for like 3 minutes.
I can't tell you about the Zora fight because I don't think I watched it. And if I did, it just went right through me.
I caught the end. I caught the very end where he used a bee yo-yo to kill to kill Fragra. So yeah, I'm gonna give it to Green Rangers here. Everyone else, take 5. Who's the MVP?
Clam. No, that's not true. That's not true at all. I almost want to say Shane.
See, I'm going to give it to Tori.
Okay.
Like, Shane is literally a close runner-up, but I wasn't sure if I was going to give my best to him or my MVP to him, and the other one I was going to do Tori, because I like her being like, if you say anything about my surfing, I will kill you. She's also like the first person to be like, hey, I'm worried about Cam. He's going to run himself ragged. And then also at the end, when Cam pulls up, she's like, hey, buddy, how you like motocrossing? So I'm going to give it to Tori.
She did have more to do.
Even though she was in a bottle for a lot of the episode.
She was in a bottle for a lot of the episode. And also half of it was getting sprayed with foot sweat.
It's like, ow, cock, it's in my mouth. Oh, no.
I'm gonna give it to Shane.
Okay. Now we gotta rank it. We gotta rank.
I don't know about this one.
We gotta rank Clam Origins.
Clam Zero.
Clam Zero.
This better be it. I'm gonna be so mad if he's there the whole time now.
Can't wait till next episode when we get more Clam.
I can wait if that's what we're gonna get.
You can wait 2 days. For more Clam.
Is this better or worse than There's No I in Team?
I think that's actually pretty comparable. I want to... Oh, gosh, it's pretty even.
It's close, but they can't share spot.
Because you're right. We've made rules. So I think it's better because right before when we came back, before we started, like, we, like, jumped back in, we said that the episode was good up until a point, and that point is definitely like Green Ranger Does Everything. So the episode is still like not bad. I think it's just too busy.
Yeah. Whereas they're running into that problem a lot lately. Yeah.
I hope they kind of like slow it down and realize you can tell one story at a time and that's okay. Everyone's fine with that.
I get that there has to be like a monster for a Power Rangers episode.
Right.
But like, use something more generic.
Or, like, just, like, why'd you have to do the stink flower lady, not the stink flower, the perfume lady, and also clone, why'd you also do Clam?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. If you were gonna have to have a monster, but you wanted to do this clone Cam storyline, like, use a monster that's just, like, just there to be the monster. Because what stops this from being a season one episode is that the monster isn't a problem through the whole thing.
No, so I think if we want to have the same monster and Clam in the episode, then you need to set up that she doesn't turn you into perfume. She sprays you with perfume, and that perfume makes you weird.
Yeah. Right?
And then so when there's a weird Cam, they're like, oh no, she got perfume, or Cam got perfumed. No, I actually made a helper, and then he got weird because I put too much Tony Hawk Pro Skater into him.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just like, Cam wants to play sports, eh?
I'll make it so he only wants to eat a sandwich and do a vroom vroom round of coop.
We'll spray him with Otis Sports.
And that could have been fun because then, like, Tori gets sprayed by this sports girl and then she could come up and, like, just be super jockey for the rest of the episode. And that would be lovely for me to watch.
And she just comes out in a whole football uniform.
She's just like, yeah, bro, just like tackling Shane. Like, she's super strong now. Like, it would have been great. But instead, they're like, no, she just gets sprayed. She just gets some nasty perfume in her mouth. And then that's it. And then also, Cam's got a clone. And also, people are turning into perfume.
It's a scene that does nothing. It backpedals a relationship and sets up a perfume.
Yeah, then it doesn't pay off. It's just like, all right, too many things. That said, I do think it goes above There's No I in Team because that one was just like super cliche. It was just like Red Ranger can't trust rest of them because he wants to do it all himself. And it was just boring.
Yeah.
Most of the time. So
I agree.
I don't think it was better than the Return of Thunder 4-parter, even though the last two parts are cold boogers on a paper plate.
Yeah.
So I guess cold boogers on Gun Hunter's helmet. So coming in at number 9, The Scent of a Ranger.
Oof. There's a weird downhill trend that we're on that I hope can swing back up.
What's the next one? What are we watching next?
The next one is I Love Lothor, so get ready for probably more goofy Lothor.
Oh, boy.
Because I just feel like it's going to be a whole Lothor episode.
Well, I guess we'll find out on Friday, and so will you. But until then... May the power protect you. So,
oh, sorry.
It's okay.
I don't remember what I was going to say. That yawn just ate it.
I said I have a bad sniffer, and I assume you were going to talk about your sniffer for a second.